worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Good to get gooder.
Kara.
Oh, I had a hamburger for lunch.
Yeah,
come
right.
on down and smell my breath.
Mickey.
I energy just fine without it.
And Lazy E.
Anthropomorphic.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Welcome to the freakiest of accidents, and a small miracle has occurred. Our website is afreakaccident.com. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com. Our email is freaks@afreakaccident.com. And we have a whole crew on the podcast today. Celebrate, Mickey.
Nope.
You finally crawled out of your hole of despair and illness to come join the rest of functioning society.
I'm regretting this decision.
And all four of us here, I'm Crisco. Lazy E is to my left.
I am still sad. Very, very sad.
What are you, me from a couple of years ago?
No, I'm just...
Last week. We have Kara here as well. Hi, Kara.
Hi.
I really thought she was just going to nod.
Yeah, they can't see you.
I'm here.
Obviously, Mickey's back. You can tell because the sarcasm level is up by 20 grades. It's
crazy. I missed like 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's been a while since you've been here.
Yeah.
Better part of a month.
So we need lots of sarcasm.
It's been
laid
like,
on thick.
Yeah, there you go. But like butter.
Yep.
Like the peanut
like
butter,
butter
and a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Laid on like butter.
Ooh, crunchy or creamy?
Crunchy. You gotta
absolutely.
Have crunchy.
Yeah, really crunchy.
If you don't have actual peanuts in your peanut butter, why even bother?
You're gonna stay creamy, aren't you?
I like either.
Of course she does.
Of course she does. Again, the website is afreakaccident.com. Welcome to the show. So Lazy E, you are sad?
Well, I'm sad because Bob Saget's no longer with us.
Oh, yeah, he's dead now, too.
Yeah.
This is actually Full House sad music.
It is.
Well, it would have been bad if I went, Bob Saget's dead.
Aw, it is sad, though.
It's like, then they would show, like, the freeze frames over the credits, and one of them is just, like, his tombstone.
They said that he was holding his chest when they found him. Like he was...
Had a heart attack.
They think heart attack or stroke.
You know what? The craziest thing about that whole thing was like less than 12 hours earlier, he sent out a tweet talking about how he was happy to be back doing comedy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That dude had no idea. He was feeling great that night and look what happened.
I know. That's terrifying.
That is terrifying.
What's also funny is like apparently he was like one of the most legitimately nice people you'd ever meet. Like, despite the fact that his comedy was really choice and raunchy, that didn't reflect in, like, his person.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody said, like, he was, like, the nicest guy ever. He was such a good person. And
I watched a clip, I think E put it out, where these people were asking for pictures and stuff like that, and he would stop for everybody.
Aw.
Like, how much of America knew him just from Funniest Home Videos? Not even Full House.
That's right.
I never watched Full House. I hated that show. But I watched Funniest Home Videos.
And it's still going, that show.
Yeah. Now they got, his name?
Carlton.
Will Smith's cousin,
It's Carlton.
Whatever his name is.
Yeah, I don't even remember the dude's name. The guy who dances.
What is his name?
Oh,
Alfonso something?
Oh, yeah.
Riviera.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks. Now, Fuller House ended a couple of years ago, right? Like, that wasn't still
like
going.
Like 2 years
ago.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Before like, legitimate pandemic. Couple.
They were clips going around where Stephanie has a kid on the show,
right?
And she names the girl Danny Tanner, but with an I at the end, and they're all hugging, and that was like, oh,
I know,
oh.
It's sad,
terrible.
So that girl needs to grow up to do wiener comedy, then.
Yeah,
that's the moral of the story. I am here drinking some an energy drink. We were talking before the show started. This is unique because the roles have been reversed. Normally, it's Kara here. What do you usually drink, too? It's some, like, Monster garbage,
Monster
right?
or a Bang Energy. I've been drinking that a little bit, too.
Mm-hmm. That's what she said.
I'm drinking... This is actually the Rocks energy drink.
Oh, Zoa?
Yeah. Dwayne Johnson's. You know, I just call him Champ, you know, because he's a buddy of mine. But listen, Champ, if you can send us a check, and I will gladly replace this with water in my diet. Like, I'll just drink this exclusively.
Oh, you have to take a picture, put that on Instagram.
All right.
And then see if The Rock likes it. You got to tag him.
He's my bud, so it's going to have to happen.
Just, ready? Take the picture while we're talking.
Wait, I might as well. I'll take the mask off. Hold on.
Take the picture.
Shut up.
Defeats the purpose.
Yeah.
Take the picture.
Still
Hang
trying.
On, everybody.
It's taking forever.
Yeah.
Well done. Here it goes. One, two, three. And done.
I'm not the one who volunteered to do this.
Well, I didn't think it was going to take that long.
Well, that was foolish of you then, wasn't it?
I guess so.
That was foolish house of you.
It's awful.
All right, you're on. Yeah.
That's for the joke.
Well, here I go killing myself now as I slip my wrist. But no, this is actually pretty good. It's got zero sugar in it, and it actually does give me energy, and it tastes decent. It doesn't taste like, you know, melted down RoboCop that you then have to drink like most other energy drinks do.
No, it's like melted Pez.
Ugh.
That's what Red Bull smells like.
It tastes way worse.
Or sweet tarts.
It tastes way worse than that.
Yeah, it's kind of.
I don't want to know.
It's awful.
If Robitussin got more sugar to it,
yeah,
that's what energy drinks taste like to me.
Mm. Oh, there was a comedian who once said like it literally tastes like somebody melted RoboCop and you're drinking it. Yeah. Like that's what it tastes like. It tastes like burnt aluminum. It's terrible.
It's gross.
They're not great.
Have you never had an energy drink?
No,
really, never. Not
yeah,
once.
No.
Wow, interesting.
Orange.
Interesting.
Challenge.
Yeah. No.
I want to see Mickey on an energy drink. She just, the sarcasm comes out at full speed.
No, I imagine for some reason that like she wouldn't change at all. Like her temperament would not alter one iota, but just her eyes would be more open.
Yeah.
And they'd go back and forth.
Yeah. Like she would just be more alert, but the same kind of tempo, the same cadence, everything else about her is exactly the same.
Probably.
After the show, she runs through the door.
She's like, all right, guys, thanks for coming. You dive backwards out the window. Somersaults, lands in the yard, cartwheels over to her car and drives off.
Oh, I want to try that. God. I want you to do it.
I feel
do it. Do it.
That could be an interesting like video content for the YouTube channel or something.
Maybe
Mickey does.
The hot chip. I'll just spit it back out.
No, you wouldn't be allowed to do that.
That's going to happen.
That would completely defeat the purpose of you drinking an energy drink if you just spit it back on the ground.
Yeah, it's not like a wine tasting.
You don't spit out wine at a wine tasting either. You drink it.
Well, no, at a wine tasting, you do spit it out.
No, you don't.
Well,
you drink it.
You're supposed to.
No, you're not.
Yeah, where they go.
I did wine tastings in Napa, and I promise you we drank the wine.
It's NEPA, Northeast PA.
It's called a wine tasting, Sharon, and it's classy.
Did you see there was a post, a poll over at our favorite website, Swins.
Swins.
That... they did what people pair wine with the most.
Uh-oh.
And you think fancier food and stuff like, or even just steak.
A charcuterie board or whatever
pizza,
the nonsense
pizza,
is.
Nope, it's mac and cheese and wings.
Ooh, wings seems like a rough one.
The economy has hit us hard.
Yeah, I would think like dried meats, like you said, like a charcuterie board or whatever. You know, you got like slices of ham
or strawberry.
Sausage,
well, I guess strawberry champagne, whatever.
Hmm. Interesting.
Well, no, strawberries you could do with wine.
I mean, you can, but I think they're more recognized with champagne.
Mm-hmm. Hey, since all four of us are here now, somebody owes us a little something.
Oh!
Do you have it? Do you have it prepared?
No.
What am I supposed to do now?
Well, you know, we could do what we did with the picture, and we can just talk idly while he prepares this.
Okay.
You didn't do your prognostications.
Prognostication!
We did the monster.
Did any of us bet on Betty White?
No,
because we determined, remember, the new rules of the prognostication say you can't pick one that's likely to happen. The lady was 99 years old.
Yeah. Hmm.
But the funny thing is, I really
do... Oh, good grief. I gotta think about this.
I believe at the beginning of the year, the prognostications, when we determined that, Lazy E was like, yeah, the year nobody picks her, Betty White's gonna die. And incidentally, she ended up dying.
Yeah,
so.
Not right.
Yeah. So, but yeah, Mickey, we did them already.
You're going to have to give me the show to figure this out, because I didn't even think about it.
Well, no, we're putting you on the spot right now.
Yeah,
when I'm
the show's
nothing.
Already
this
planned.
This is your punishment for not coming to the show last week. When
well,
you
now
have.
You're just punishing the listeners because I'm just going to have
the,
nothing.
The listeners were punished the moment they click download and
Ouch.
Then play.
That's
that was
true.
When their punishment began.
That's true. They already know what they're in for.
They play this podcast in caves over in Afghanistan when they're trying to torture terrorists for information. They play this show.
Makes me feel good about myself.
Are you, you're serving your country. Think of it that way.
It's true.
Serving your country.
That just totally distracted you from what you were doing.
Yeah, I can't find it.
He had to pull his attention away
just
from that.
Tell her to do it, because I don't even know if this is from the previous show or not.
S.O.B., we don't even have the sound effects.
See, you should just give me till the end of the show.
That wouldn't make the sound effects appear in his iPad.
Well, eventually it would.
No, it wouldn't.
Prognostication!
Oh my God. Jim? All right, I didn't know you were in the room. Okay. Mickey, fine. Just do your prognostication.
Well, tell her the category.
Yeah, I was going to say, what do I have to do? I don't even remember.
I was just going to get to it.
It's been a year. Come on.
I think Mickey did have an energy drink today. She seems like she's on it.
Extra sass.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I'm picking up
like
on
like I said,
that
haven't been here for three weeks. I got to make
bottled
up for
up.
Lost time.
Bottled up.
You people.
The cork has popped.
You've had it too easy. She's coming at you hard and fast. So you got to
Wait.
It's time for the freak accident implausible prognostication. It's time
I can't help
for
you.
Freak accident implausible prognostication.
Well, here we are again, back in the wormhole. Dragging Mickey in against her will.
Yeah,
traversing
kicking and screaming.
Space and time to provide us with your bold predictions for the year 2022.
Stop that.
Look how small
Freaking
my teeth.
Look
how small they are.
What?
Oh, yeah.
You have problems, Kara.
You do have very small teeth.
You do. They're like little chipmunk teeth.
Yeah,
this is how I smiled.
Did baby teeth not.
We need a picture of that for Instagram.
Anyway.
It's fine.
So, Mickey, you need to come up with one celebrity death. Again, these are unlikely. Not. Probably going to happen. You have to pick up one that would be surprising.
Okay.
Celebrity death, one piece of news. Kara's phone just started shooting at me. There was just Whoops. Muzzle flashes out the one side of it. What happened?
All right, so...
Why are we out of the wormhole? Oh, my God.
We're back again.
In the wormhole.
Wait.
No.
Yeah, you have to wait.
I can't wait. I have to do it now or I'm going to forget.
Now you can.
Celebrity death, go.
All right, celebrity death, Angelina Jolie.
Because
we have not heard anything of her for years.
That's true.
She's like just a plastic automaton these days anyway.
Possibly.
Wow. What a description.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty accurate though, isn't it?
Yeah, no.
Okay, so one piece of news, like just general news.
A tsunami's going to hit New Jersey.
New Jersey?
Just because I want a gun.
Wait a minute, though. That's hitting the eastern seaboard. That would also take out your hometown of Boston, Massachusetts.
That's okay.
Oh, I know love for those people. She hates all of you.
All right,
you.
What's the last thing?
That's why we have her here.
Scandal.
Is a scandal of some kind, yeah.
Be
it in politics, sports, celebrity.
Well, scandals are always in politics.
Yeah, but they never stick, unfortunately, anymore. The last scandal that stuck was when Howard Dean went, Bah! That was it.
Here, we'll go with my COVID thing, which is that all the COVID tests are like the lottery, and we're going to find out in like a year from now that they've just been like telling everybody they're COVID positive when it's really just, flu.
There's some guy in a room somewhere who's just flipping a coin on whether or not you're positive or negative.
Yep.
Positive?
Mickey's leaning into the conspiracy theory aspect of this whole thing.
Well.
All right.
That was it.
That's a really anticlimactic
end. I was going to get an outro, but I was so excited to hit the intro that it's over.
I was going to say, it has to be in that library of noises.
Oh, I know where it is. I tried to get it. That's why the music stopped.
Mm.
You can't do two things at once on this thing.
Technology.
I know.
In 2022, this is what we're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, listener, you may have been regretting your decision to download this show for the last 15 or so odd minutes, but So are we. But we're going to continue on anyway. We're going to soldier forward with our topics on the show.
I know. I'm a fancy gentleman. Would you look at that distinguished gentleman?
I've got my bow tie.
Yes.
Kind of turned into like a weird goat there. Yeah. I don't know what that was. We've got the newest anti-vax advice.
Uh-oh.
It's so bad. It's so, so bad.
We're trying to hit the key demo. So for you anti-vaxxers out there, which is now like 50% of the country, holla at your boy. We got some advice for you.
Yeah.
We've got 7 psychological tricks that will blow you away.
Yes.
We're going to manipulate Mickey's mind.
You're good luck with that.
I'm so interested in this, actually.
Yeah.
Mickey doesn't even have it's just a rock in her head. That's all it is.
And all I got was a rock.
You can't penetrate hard stone like that.
That's what she said.
A freaky award for the dumbest reaction to COVID.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine. I've seen a lot of dumb reactions to COVID.
This is bad.
All right. Nice.
And we've got 10 times that actors changed the scripts in movies and TV shows to make them better.
Yes.
On the fly? Is that like...
Yeah, improv.
Improv. Oh, all right, good. I already know what one of them probably is.
I think I know all of them. Because I read it.
Her eyes got really big there for a second. I couldn't tell if she was bluffing or not.
I was trying to be serious, and I couldn't.
She can't lie.
You can't be serious on this show.
I like George Washington.
Yeah, wooden teeth.
I cut down a cherry tree. Or is that Abe Lincoln that can't call? What's going on?
I'm like George Washington.
No, Abe Lincoln did not chop down the cherry tree. That was George Washington.
No, but I cannot tell a lie.
Is that related to the lie? Is
that
related to the lie?
That was what George Washington said.
No, Abe Lincoln doesn't lie.
Abe Lincoln was just honest Abe.
Yes.
Oh.
But George Washington cut down the tree, and when his dad asked about it, he said, I cannot tell a lie.
Oh,
there you go.
So, suck it.
Okay, wooden teeth.
That's also what Lincoln George Washington said.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever. George Washington said that to him. Suck it.
Direct quote from George Washington. Suck it.
He invented the crop shop. He founded DX, actually.
Yeah, it's true.
I found out from a friend of mine, too, that he also had Highmark Healthcare.
Come here for all your historical facts.
That's right. Yeah, we're spitting knowledge on this show.
Oh, boy.
Just oozing knowledge right through the speakers and into your ears.
Trust all of it.
Yeah, you have to. It's on the internet.
Yep.
It's true.
I mean, it's got to be on Facebook, too. And as we found out, people will just believe anything that they read on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But yeah, all that on the way in this episode of A Freak Accident. Please don't leave.
Love us, hate us. You can still like us on Facebook.
Gee whiz. That sounds like so much fun.
Facebook.com/A Freak Accident Podcast.
No, I don't get the jab. I'm 85.
All right.
There's a song about everything.
Why did Alice in Chains write that song?
They were stuck in chains.
I thought it was the Toadies.
Might have been. Who knows? Your obscure music facts.
Mm-hmm.
You probably would know. You're also the one on the show that hasn't gotten the vaccine yet.
Correct.
Are you anti-vax?
No.
You don't believe in vaccines? You don't think they work?
No, I think they work.
Then why didn't you get one yet?
Because I think my immune system works, too.
You're a jerk!
Being incredibly unsafe and inconsiderate. But anyway, this article goes out to Mickey then and her fellow conspiracy theorists who think COVID isn't real. Since we learned that about you in the last segment as well. This is some new anti-vax advice for you fine people out there who are fighting against the man and, you know, licking doorknobs and whatever else that you do.
Definitely.
As a general rule, anyone who tells you to do this probably doesn't know what they're talking about. That's how this article starts out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But we'll see. Because I'm sure somebody's going to be out there defending this.
I don't want to meet that person.
Somebody in here is going to defend it.
Oh, my God. If you defend this.
I don't know. It depends on what it is.
Don't.
All right. A prominent anti-vaxxer named Christopher Key... won't stop claiming that the vaccine is a bioweapon.
A bioweapon?
Bioweapon.
Okay. Which, that was a thing at the very beginning of all of this.
Do you believe that the vaccine is a bioweapon?
I mean, bioweapons or anything that could take down countries, right?
She thinks the disease is a bioweapon.
I said the vaccine. Do you think the vaccine...
Oh, the vaccine is a bioweapon. Yeah. No, no.
Yeah, because he's claiming the vaccine is a bioweapon.
Okay, I thought you meant COVID.
Well, we the speculation, if COVID was in fact engineered in a lab, is that it probably was being developed into a bioweapon by the Chinese, which is entirely possible at this point. Mm. Anyway, his advice is to skip your booster shot and drink your own pee instead.
So, Mickey.
Yep.
No. All
right. Here's another video for our YouTube channel.
Me puking?
Yeah.
Drink pee, and then we'll send you out in public and see if you get COVID.
What does he explain why he believes pee would be the thing to prevent you from getting sick?
You know what's
He doesn't know the nutritional values, but he likes the taste.
You know what's funny about this whole thing to me is literally I read something by someone on I don't know where it was, but it was a couple
Facebook.
Weeks ago. It's Facebook, Twitter, it was on there somewhere. Where they were talking about like the number of people who like readily jumped to using X, Y, or Z in the treatment of COVID with like no data to substantiate it at all, but refused to get the vaccine despite the fact that we now have like billions of people having been vaccinated around the globe and a lot of data to go into talking about its effectiveness and that sort of thing. So like they'll sit there and they'll say, I don't know what's, I can't trust a vaccine because there's not enough data, but I'll go and eat horse paste because one person who writes blogs that I like told me that I could eat it and that'll help me not get COVID. And this person was saying, at what point does somebody suggest like eating, drinking your own pee or eating turds as a way to prevent getting coronavirus and a bunch of people are going to do it?
I mean, didn't they suggest drinking bleach at one point?
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
So that was a problem.
Drink
too.
Bleach and like inject yourself with Drano and things. That was like that was another thing.
People
are
stupid.
No, you don't say.
She does say. She just
No,
did.
I said it. I actually said it.
Trump suggested eating lasers, putting laser beams inside of your body to fight the virus.
Yep.
Pew, pew.
Just tiny stormtroopers running around inside your guts.
Pew, pew, pew. If you ever watch some of the science videos, though, to teach you about how things work, that is legitimately what they show you.
For a split second, I thought she was going to say, if you've ever watched any of the Star Wars movies, though, you know that stormtroopers have terrible aim.
Yeah.
Therefore, that would not help. He posted a video claiming that there is tons of evidence to support what he calls urine therapy.
Ooh. It's sterile.
I don't know, Mickey. He sounds like he really is confident in this. He doesn't actually present any of that evidence.
Right, well, not.
He just says, do your own research.
Ah, well, that's
which is
the number one sentence.
What those folks tend to say.
Yep. I'm not doing my own research on this.
It was on. Look, this is very clearly on Twitter. There's probably something on Facebook, but you can believe it. Would anybody posting something on Facebook or Twitter lie to you for any reason? Why would you suspect that?
We just did last segment.
You can't prove that.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Listen back.
Go ahead and try. Try and prove it.
Anything we said about George Washington.
He does admit, however, Mickey. You'll be happy to admit that he does admit it sounds crazy. Sounds nuts.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's what
a
they
good
do.
Start.
That's to throw you
and
off.
He says,
I mean, it does sound crazy, but.
He actually says it sounds crazy multiple times.
Yeah.
But he claims he's been doing it himself for 23 years.
Oh, 23 years? COVID wasn't around then. So what is this?
How
guy
is that related to COVID?
Yeah, he just likes to drink pee.
This is why COVID wasn't around for 23 years, because he's been hard at it for a long time.
Him only.
Yeah. That's how it works, right? Anyway, he also admits there haven't been any real peer-reviewed studies on it.
Oh, well.
Well, yeah.
And it's all anecdotal evidence.
Mm.
Except he mispronounces it antidotal evidence. So he doesn't even know
it's the
words.
Antidote.
Well, you see, the antidote, you know that's probably what he thinks,
yeah.
too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
It's the COVID antidote.
Yeah, this was from a Twitter account called @2022_karma.
Yep.
After being arrested for not wearing a mask in a courtroom and then being released, Christopher Key has come out and said that they have the antidote, urine therapy. He's urging people to drink their own pee.
All right. Well, you know what? It's worked really well with just him doing it for the last 23 years. Maybe he needs to step up his game since COVID broke through.
The cynic in me wants to share this on Facebook and see who we can get to go along.
No.
And I don't want to be a part of that.
I don't want to go down that road.
You want to encourage that?
I mean, I just want to see people drink their own pee and laugh at
them. I don't.
For my own entertainment, no. I think it would be hilarious.
Nope, no. I'd want to puke.
No.
I mean, I don't want
to
actually...
right back to where I was last week.
I don't...
That's a good point.
Coming out both ends.
Yeah.
I actually want to watch poop audio of Mickey's misfortune last week. I don't actually want to watch it happen. I just want to know what's happening and laugh at myself.
No.
You know it's happening. Mm-hmm. This guy's been doing it for 23 years.
And it's hilarious. I want to see who else I can trick into doing it because everybody's so gullible.
You know gullible's not in the dictionary?
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
It's right next to the story about George Washington.
Yeah.
George Washington and Abraham Lincoln, who were cousins, by the way.
Yeah, it's true.
Both of them fought in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually the ones that killed Hitler. He didn't kill himself. George Washington and Abraham Lincoln strangled him to death.
And then they ate a cherry pie.
George Washington's wooden teeth are how they figured out how to make chairs.
Chairs, which are then used in pro wrestling because they also invented... pro wrestling, too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
George Washington and Abraham Lincoln.
So.
And they drank their own pee. So if you can't trust them, who can you trust?
They never had COVID.
My God.
That's true.
It's anecdotal evidence right there.
Kara speaks the truth. George Washington and Abraham Lincoln neither ever had COVID. So.
Yep.
Knock your teeth out, replace them with wood, drink pee.
Did somebody say wood?
Aw, that's from Full House,
yeah,
too.
But he's still alive, unfortunately. So that's...
Oh, God.
That's not very nice at all.
Yeah. What did Uncle Joey do to you?
Existed. That was what he did to me.
Uncle Joey was the secret dad of the girls.
What?
That's the theory. That? Yeah, that's the theory, yeah.
Oh, okay. Because
they're
it's
all blonde, and he's like, you know...
The only blonde.
Yeah.
Anyway. And the mom is Greek, so it's not the mom that gave the kids the blonde hair. And it wasn't Danny. Genetics.
Mickey, you've got
staying out of this.
How our whole argument ended. Genetics.
Yeah. I mean, I can't dispute it. I really can't. And now I'm just shocked that Mickey has a co-conspiracy theorist on the show.
I know. Genetics.
That's what this
you've been science.
Well, you know, genetics.
Again, rubbing off on Kara.
Genetics.
That's what she said.
Urine.
Yep.
Antidotal
genetics.
Eat your poop. That's what you should have learned from this segment. It's great advice.
And all goes back to the crunchy peanut butter.
Science.
And then what? We're going to talk about psychology?
Yeah, 10 great. Psychological tricks that will blow you away. So if none of this works, maybe one of these will.
A freak accident. As entertaining as a car crash. That may seem morbid, but hey, people love car crashes. Why do you really think NASCAR is so popular?
Psychology, psychology. It's not a science, there's no appliance, take it from me. It isn't useless, so you say, while working in fast food every day. Don't waste your cash, you won't get it back, it's psychology.
Bitter.
Can't trust that lobster. Yikes. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Anyway, this is 7 psychological tricks that will blow you away. Compiled from Instagram.
Well.
The IG is where you know.
Yep.
This was found by a fella named John Watkins, friend of ours in the network. You know, our tendrils reach far and wide.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this was found on Instagram. So here are these tricks, okay? To avoid workplace drama... compliment people behind their back.
Oh.
Or just don't talk to them.
Yeah, but wouldn't that potentially lead to drama, though? Because then everybody's going to be like, hey.
Yeah.
get a load of Mickey. She's too good to talk to anybody.
Yeah. Oh, she's not talking to that person. She must hate them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you don't talk to them, then you never know what's going on, so it doesn't matter.
I bet she's plotting against us. She wants to steal money from us. That's why.
What money? Do we have money?
No.
Oh.
I was hoping maybe you did.
Carol? See,
I tried. I think Mickey is nice. Oh, she's right there. Oh, hi, Mickey. I had no idea you were right here. I was just talking behind your back.
Well, to me, though.
No.
To me, it's like you're talking nice behind their back. Why wouldn't you say it to their face?
I don't know. Maybe it's just because one of those things, like, because everybody.
Word travels?
Well, yeah. And also, everybody, I think. Like, the tendency is to talk negatively about people when they're not around. Yeah. So if you do the opposite of that, you kind of get to avoid being in those squabbles that happen.
Well, and remember, this is a psychological trick. So what they're saying is you talking nice about someone else to someone is projecting that you're, like, a nice person to the person you're talking to.
Sure. And right. And it's a double reward if that person that you're talking about finds out
right.
that, oh, guess what? Lazy E was saying all sorts of nice things about you, Mickey.
Right.
Are you surprised? Mm. Does it make you feel good?
That would involve me talking to people.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, we got that. You don't do it.
Right.
Understood. Ouch. Up next is saying you're right instead of I know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, because what you're doing is you're letting them own the fact.
Yep.
You're not just saying, well, I know, and then they feel like, well, now I feel stupid. Everybody knew then.
And you're not relying on you to be the end-all, be-all of the answers.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Oh, okay. You're right is more like, oh, you're right. And then you're like, oh, yeah.
I feel good about that.
I am right.
Ooh, I made a point.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're right.
That's right. Yeah.
Now I feel like you're trying to manipulate me. And I don't trust it or like it.
See, we're giving away
how's that
the
psychology
secrets.
Working?
I'm giving her weapons. I don't appreciate it. Instead of asking, do you have any questions? Ask, what questions do you have? Kara's affirmative, just really like, I feel like that's almost a manipulation, too.
A little bit, yeah.
She's probably. Trying to brain F me.
I like you, but not that much.
says the first result in the first results in silence, while the second allows people to feel comfortable asking.
Right,
I can see that.
Yeah,
you're
have
right.
Have you ever used that like in an interview? Either you or Mickey?
I do. Yeah, I use it a lot.
What questions do you have?
Mm-hmm.
I usually, if I'm interviewing someone, that's what I'll say.
Especially with the way I come off to people, I know that if I say, "Do you have any questions?" they're gonna go. And not say a word.
Well, yeah, because you don't talk to them, and it's super awkward when she just sits down, stares at them for 10 minutes, and then goes, well, what questions do you have?
Ooh, yeah.
I'm scared of Mickey right now, and it wasn't even her saying it.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Mickey's getting exactly what she wants out of this.
Of course.
If you have something important to say to your kids, say it very quietly so that they listen.
Yeah. That's true. And not just kids. Anybody.
They're immune to yelling, but whispering gets their attention. Is that true of Timmy? Do you whisper sweet nothings to him and he listens to you?
I do whisper to him. But whispering forces people to pay attention to what you're saying. So anytime you have something important to say, say it a little bit quieter. Because then they have to like really focus on what you're saying. If you're saying it loud, they're hearing you.
Kara.
See? Like, look at...
Shut up.
Got it.
See, that's the opposite with me. I tend to check out if people aren't, like, loud enough. And I'm just like, I'm sorry, I cannot invest all this energy in trying to hear what you're saying. I have hearing loss, and I can't deal with it. Either speak up or don't speak.
So you live in that world. Everyone's talking quietly to you.
Yeah. Yeah. See, it's not that I don't
so
listen.
Works.
I can't hear you.
Yeah.
He's getting old.
I am.
Right before our eyes.
Mm-hmm. I got gray hairs in my eyebrows. It's horrible.
Aww.
If you need to de-escalate someone and get them to communicate, so they're screaming, they're angry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
just
Mickey.
Be silent.
Yeah, that's gonna.
You let them go until they're done.
Sometimes, yeah.
You know, you've never had like You've never been silent to somebody who's freaking out, though, and it just makes them more mad because they feel like they need to be louder or more aggressive to get through whatever?
No, because the body language, the communication there is still there, and they recognize that
Mickey
you're listening.
Standing there quietly with her hands on her hips, head cocked slightly to the side, and then after the person's done yelling, goes, well, do you have any questions?
So what is the deal with this one?
So you need to de-escalate someone and get them to communicate. Ask them a question about numbers or personal information.
Yeah, throw them off track.
Hey, bro, what's pi?
I'd be like, I think I'd be more mad if you did that.
I remember.
Just have like a flashcard you hand them. When they're freaking out, be like, hey, solve this quadratic equation. Good luck.
I remember there was this sales guy, Tucker.
Oh.
Okay, yeah. So he comes at me. Screaming about a commercial.
Oh, geez.
And I'm sitting there, and he's screaming, and I probably wasn't the smart thing to do. I turn to him, and I go, oh, I can't understand you at that volume.
No.
I go, once you bring it down a little, we'll talk. And that didn't turn out so well.
Yeah, it usually doesn't.
That's amazing.
I stayed perfectly calm.
That's incredible. I would have loved to have been there for that. That would have been great. I would have applauded. I would have applauded, quit, and just never come back. Because I'd be like, it's not going to get better than this. This is the best moment ever.
It's true.
Yeah, that's weird. Numbers or personal information?
Yeah, because it throws them off track. They have to actually think.
I am so upset. I want to talk to your manager. What street did you grow up on?
Oh. I know. That'd be really awkward to
me. Yeah, so you ask them about personal information. That's strange. Do you like cats? I love cats.
Aren't you listening to what I'm saying? I feel like that would make people more mad. No?
Don't you think birds? Don't you think birds shouldn't be allowed in cages? Should be kept in cages, sir, madam, Karen,
or when they're yelling like that, you go, do you have any? You go, do you have any cats? And then lick your lips. Really freak them out.
Try and seduce them on top of it. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Go straight to trying to seduce them.
Yeah.
Or when they're freaking out, being like, listen, you're checking all my boxes right now.
I love all of this.
What's your phone number? Because this is going places.
Well, there we go. Asking about numbers.
Man, Mickey brings it back home.
This next one is when somebody shy is speaking. If you look at them and nod your head, it encourages them to keep talking. Isn't that just like general?
It's body language.
Yeah, like that's just like good communication when somebody's talking because it shows that you're being attentive.
That's how we get Mickey to talk.
Yeah,
we nod.
We just all stare at her until she finally says something.
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, that's usually the most that we get is that, but.
It's something.
Yep.
It worked the opposite. Yeah. We looked the other way. And
Karen's like, why are you staring at me? What's happening?
Mickey, what questions do you have?
Also, what is your phone number?
And then you gotta lick your lips.
But you're like this.
You gotta do that little exhale that he does, yeah. It's not enough to just lick lips. You've got to add the sound effects.
So sexy. See, we can't see what you're doing. You're wearing a mask.
You wouldn't want to see it. It would drive you insane. Straight to the mountains of madness with you. Say hello to everyone you know, and with a smile. Imagine if you could see a person only twice a year, but each time you greet them with a smile. You would think that they're the nicest person in the world.
Okay.
Isn't that just the normal thing to do?
Say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet.
Christmas is over.
But
keep
that's
that crap.
The rule.
No. That's just during Christmas time.
I guess, but you just read it and it's now actually.
Oh. Burn.
Technically, Russian Christmas was just this past Friday, so.
So.
There you go.
Thank you.
And Polish Christmas is just whenever we remember.
You're right.
You know. If you know, you know. I don't know. Do we agree with any of those?
I think they're all pretty spot on.
Yeah.
Besides the numbers thing. That's a little weird.
Yeah.
I definitely want to try and implement that one. I'm just going to ask a person a random personal question when they're freaking out.
Yeah, seriously. Don't ask them for their phone number.
No, I'm not going to ask.
Because that's just going to get creepy.
Well, that I do think would be really funny is like if you do flip the switch and you just start hitting on them while they're freaking out, that could be incredible.
Or like make it seem like you have like some weird fetish. Like just be like, what size foot do you have?
Say, I hear everything you're saying. What is your shoe size?
I'm into stomping.
I feel filthy.
Yeah.
I need a shower.
Yeah, what happened to family friendly?
What?
That's family friendly.
Stomp is one of the most family friendly musical acts you can go and see. So how dare you insult those fine people? Talented musicians. That's beatboxing, different,
no,
but
that was
kind of the same.
Me being a broom and a chair, and I was also being a garbage can cover.
Kara, stop.
That was my impression of that stuff.
Up next is a Freaky Award for the dumbest reaction to COVID. I'm very intrigued by this one. I'm interested to see what it actually is. It's on a freak accident.
Follow a freak accident on Twitter at a freak accident. Ah, crap. I forgot to say Simon Says.
Welcome to the A Freak Accident Awards.
All right. Well, we're back in this historic auditorium to present another award for...
Award.
We're presenting an award?
Yes.
A wad of what? Money?
Yeah. To the winner.
That was an alarmed sound. So this is the freaky. The freak accident presents. I'm being hypnotized by Mickey's flashing unicorn horn. The freak accident award for.
That sounded so like phallic.
Her flashing unicorn horn.
Yeah. Checking my boxes. So,
what's that shoe you have?
How long is that horn?
Oy, oy, oy.
All right. So, yes, we're distracting the audience from the inevitable,
which is
this award for the dumbest reaction to COVID of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
The pandemic year two. Pandemic year two. There you go.
Electric Boogaloo. Okay.
All right.
Last week, this is from ABC 13 and the New York Post. Okay, last week, a 41-year-old woman in Houston, Texas. This only happened last week?
Yeah.
So it took 2 years to get to the dumbest reaction.
Yeah.
Not too shabby.
41-year-old woman in Houston, Texas named Sarah Beam.
Yep.
Was worried that her...
It's the beam.
Oh. Was worried that her 13-year-old son had contracted COVID-19.
Understandable.
Very real concern. A lot of people have these concerns. Mickey had this concern last week.
No. I was forced.
They swabbed between her butt and they determined that it was not COVID because that's where all your problems were originally probably determined for. They gave her the reverse swab. Also known as the backstab. Okay, so
the backstab.
So she was worried.
Stop.
Oh, that was the cheek check.
So when she thought that
story's over, we hit the peak.
This is peak podcast. That moment. So Ms. Beam was worried that her 13-year-old son had contracted COVID.
I'm only laughing at him.
Yeah, he can't stop.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just opened his favorite Pringles can and now he can't stop.
Cheeks.
Anyway, she was worried that he contracted COVID. So what did she do? She took him to a testing site.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Obviously. That's what you do.
Yeah.
Although she stuffed him in the trunk to get him there.
Yeah.
She stuffed him in the trunk?
In the trunk of her car, and she drove him to the testing site with him in the trunk. When she got there, she admitted that the kid was in the trunk. Again, 13-year-old child. She told health officials she didn't want to catch the disease.
Yeah, because she's a teacher. And she didn't want to give it to the kids that she taught.
Is that she's a teacher?
Yeah.
Not anymore.
So security footage shows her letting him out of the trunk and putting him in the back seat of her car, which is where officials said they would not do anything until he was safely in the back seat. Yeah. It's unclear if he was cool with being in the trunk, but it is illegal either way. I didn't realize that. You can't ride in the trunk?
No, and I'm pretty sure that goes under child endangerment.
Could. There's no restraining devices in there, right? So you just roll around, hit your head off stuff. Yeah. It's also, I don't think it's, you can't really breathe there in there that well, can you? Sarah was charged with felony child endangerment.
There
and
it is.
A warrant is out for her arrest. The son had apparently tested positive at home. She was taking him to the site for additional testing. The testing site was run by a school district, though, and she was a teacher in that school district and is now on administrative leave.
Oh, my gosh.
That seems like a general overreaction.
A general? That's above general.
Yeah.
That's a...
Lieutenant?
Lieutenant
not
reaction.
Above a general.
Under what circumstances would you ever think it's okay to throw someone in a trunk to take them somewhere?
If you're in the mafia.
I was going to say, kidnapping, but that's not legal either, so...
Well, we weren't asking if it was legal.
I'm not saying what she did was right, but I get where her mindset was. She didn't want to get COVID, but that is the complete wrong way to do it, to isolate the kid while she took him to get tested.
Well, I mean, and she's a teacher, and all this time, has there ever been a report that says if you come in contact with someone that has COVID or you suspect has COVID and you need to take them to get tested, you should for sure put them in the trunk?
Yeah, that's in the CDC guidelines.
CDC says...
Yeah.
Put them in the trunk.
Fact. George Washington wrote that up.
He was also an infectious disease expert. You didn't know that, but now you do.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Taft, also, was half boat. People don't know that about him either.
It's also how they made Tafty.
Tafty?
Yeah.
You mean Lafty Tafty?
Yeah, Lafty Tafty. Exactly. Why are you guys laughing? This is just
fact. No, it is a fact. You're right. Yep. You cannot tell a lie.
Mm-hmm.
You are like Lafty Tafty.
Yeah, just like George Bush said, I cannot tell a lie.
The ultimate irony. All right, so anyway, enjoy your award, lady.
Oh,
while
yeah.
You're in jail.
Enjoy your time in prison.
A freak accident. It's the best mistake ever made. Get your popcorn.
Chris goes memorized by the unicorn horn.
I suddenly find Mickey to be very agreeable as a person. Very affable.
Hmm. Why?
I use two F's instead of two S's.
Yeah.
Millers.
We already had the swipe.
The butt swipe.
So, Mickey, you worked in film.
Mm-hmm.
How often did improv happen on set?
Lots.
Does it really?
It does, yeah.
Because the way that they often present it in, like, when you read articles about it or there's, like, clickbaity kind of videos, it seems like it's more of a rare thing because they're always talking about how, oh, did you know that this scene was improv? Like, they make it sound like it's really special when it happens, but...
Not from what I've seen. And I get where the directors utilize that because you'll do a scene, you know, multiple times, and sometimes you're like in the middle of having a conversation and they're like, oh yeah, we're gonna get back into the scene because of that conversation about whatever they were talking about. It sparks something else, and then the director goes, you know what, I really like that compared to what we initially had in the script. So it just sometimes just happens that way,
right?
I've just seen it happen more often than not.
Interesting. And a lot of, I mean, I imagine a lot of it would have to do with, like number 10 on this list. This is from BuzzFeed.com. This is basically 10 times actors changed scripts in movies and TV shows to make them better.
Okay.
Whether on the fly or I guess otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I know this one here. A lot of times I think screenwriters will write a line of dialogue, but they don't actually say it out loud because it comes off when you try to speak it. It's like this human garbled. Beings don't talk like this, you know. You were obviously trying to relay some sort of message rather than actually put yourself in the position of the character who would be speaking this. But number 10 is Rutger Hauer in Blade Runner. This is probably one of the more famous improvs, I believe. He talks about, though, how he did this the night before. Like, he was reading the script the night prior to filming.
Okay.
And he decided to, like, strike lines and stuff like that. But ultimately, the one that he read was just off the cuff. His Tears in Rain monologue, one of the most famous speeches in film history. He did as an improv. He edited it heavily, the original speech as it was written in the script. He even wrote the line, "All those moments will be lost in time like tears in rain." He added that in himself.
Okay. Because
It was a lot longer and wordier in its original format. And so like he just like cut a bunch of stuff
out. He wanted more impact to the lines that were there.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, it's really not a lengthy speech, but it's incredibly moving at that moment in the movie. And I could definitely see, like, if you're going on and on and on.
You lose it.
Yeah, you lose it.
Yeah, and it's like there was even subtle stuff there. I mean, I love that movie, so like I'm gushing a little bit, but like there was even some subtle stuff there where, like, you know, he mentions things like science fiction concepts. Like, he mentions, like, you know, "I've seen attack ships on fire off the shoulder of Orion. I've seen sea beams glitter in the dark near the Tannhauser Gate." You know, it's like, you can say that, and like, but that's just two lines. You know what I mean? So you're like, oh, he's talking about things that he's seen. You don't necessarily need to think about them. But when you're going on and on and on and on and on, and you're referencing things that, like, don't actually exist, you're going to confuse your audience.
Sure.
It's going to be like, where are you going with this? You know, and it takes you out of the moment. So yeah, that's one of the more famous improvisations. Number 9, Jennifer Garner requested that her character in Love, Simon give a heartwarming speech to connect with her son at the end of the movie.
Never seen the movie.
Yeah, I didn't see it
either. Neither have I. I don't even think I've heard of it.
But that's a neat way to do it, to, like, deliver it as if she's talking to her son.
Well, that's an interesting thing, and certain film critics have talked about it. Like, you know, directors can only get you so far. Like,
sure.
Actual input from actors is important because they'll offer little nuggets like that. Like, hey, you know, it would make sense here to actually have a moment where I have, you know, a connection with this character, like, at the tail end of the movie. Like, yeah, I've never really thought of that.
Right.
So remember Prince on New Girl?
Yes.
It was his idea.
Yeah.
He was such a fan of the show that he reached out to them.
It's like a whole show about Prince.
So nice. He insisted on being... That sounds like a very Prince thing, too, doesn't it? It's like, hey, I want to be a part of this show. Well, I mean, I guess we're writing you into an episode.
Uh-huh.
You don't say no to Prince.
Yeah.
In Stranger Things, Dacre Montgomery, who is the kid, he wears the leather jacket, he has the mullet.
Okay.
He's
the one that smokes.
No, yeah, the older brother of Max. Yeah, the one who smokes all the time. He drives the muscle car.
Yeah.
Hello Nurse has a huge crush on him. He asked the Duffer brothers to give a backstory to soften his character. The character's name is Billy. This resulted in a scene showing abuse from his father and a flashback scene showing how he loved and lost his mother.
Oh.
So I guess, like, those things did not exist prior to his suggestion. He was just an a-hole.
Well, that's smart. Put some depth to the character.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like real people. Real people who are a-holes aren't just that in a vacuum in most cases. They have reasons for being that way. Doesn't excuse their behavior, but you can look at them and be like, oh, something broke you and turned you into this. In Raiders of the Lost Ark... Yeah, everybody knows about this one. This is probably one of the other famous ones. The sword fight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Originally, he was supposed to have a big fight with the guy with the sword. He was going to have his whip, and it was a huge fight scene. But Harrison Ford was suffering from dysentery and couldn't shoot long scenes. So he suggested, why don't I just shoot him? And that's what they went with.
Yeah, Mickey gets that.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the ultimate irony of that is such a character-defining moment, too, that you wouldn't have had were it not for circumstances. He was involved. Well, he's higher up on the list. You know, the iconic I love you, I know exchange between Han Solo and Leia in The Empire Strikes Back. That was off the cuff, too.
Yeah.
And that was him, too. He said, it's beautiful, acceptable, and funny. And it's very much in line with his character. So he's really good at those, like, real, like, getting into his character kind of moments. Number five, Robert Downey Jr. wasn't impressed with the original ending for The Avengers, so he asked for something else, which turned into the shawarma eating scene.
Wow.
Which, like,
I didn't know that.
Is hysterical in the context of that movie, because, like, they just save the world, and in the next scene, they're in this garbagey restaurant. They're all sitting around eating shawarma. Just quietly.
Yeah, there's no dialogue. It's just eat.
Yep. Samuel L. Jackson asked George Lucas to give his character a purple lightsaber so they could easily identify him in a battle. Mm. That's just Samuel trying to
pump his character.
That's right. Yeah. That's just him trying to get himself over. He's like, I want people to know where I am on screen at all times. I'm gonna be in this stupid movie. I'm gonna stand out.
And he said MF a couple times there and that too.
He had to.
Yeah.
That's just what he does.
Why didn't they leave that in? That would have made those movies so much better. Mm-hmm. You're allowed. They were PG-13, right?
Yeah, you're allowed one.
You're allowed one F-bomb in a PG-13 movie. They should have went with it.
Yeah.
They should have. The Wolf of Wall Street. Matthew McConaughey hits his chest in the restaurant and hums. I haven't seen this movie yet, but this is actually a personal exercise he does to relax and drop his voice, but Leonardo DiCaprio thought it should be included in the movie.
It's good in the movie.
Have you seen that movie?
Yeah, it's like weird. I mean, it's a...
Yeah,
but he does it like... just like in a slow way.
I've seen clips of that. Yeah. Now I know what you're talking about. Yeah. It's weird enough that you're like, man, like for a character that would be like odd and eccentric. It's really just Matthew McConaughey getting ready for a scene. Yeah.
It also seems right.
The Empire Strikes Back scene with Han was number two. Number one, remember in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory when Gene Wilder comes out with the cane?
Yeah.
And then he stops and he does the somersault?
Yep.
He came up with that.
Him do improv? Never.
Yeah, no, Gene Wilder didn't do improv.
Come on.
But he did that. He came up with that because, quote, no one will know from that point on whether I'm lying or telling the truth.
It's true.
Fair enough.
Yeah. And that carries through the movie.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I have one that I know that was improv on a TV show. It was The Office. The scene where Oscar, they find out he's gay. And Michael is trying to present it in a meeting to everybody and how he's okay with it. They weren't supposed to kiss.
I know.
He just, in the scene, decided to do it. That's why there's so much pushback and the, but that was total improv.
And their reactions are legitimate, too. Yeah. Like, they're all sitting there like slack jaw.
Yeah.
There was a lot of that going on that show, too, from what I understand.
Yeah.
There was a lot of improv, like, in the 40-year-old virgin. Like, I know, like, the waxing scene was legitimate. Like, they legitimately waxed his chest.
Oh.
Yeah,
that was all off the cuff, which is why in that scene, like, Seth Rogen and Paul Rudd, they're, like, laughing hysterically because they were legitimately reacting to the fact that he was screaming in pain.
That's amazing.
Well, that's that full list. Again, that's from BuzzFeed.com. And that is also the podcast, the end of this episode. So, Lazy E!
Oh, why me again?
I don't know. I'm just going counterclockwise. So, Carrie, get ready for next week.
You're going to forget and give it to me again.
I'm giving you advanced warning. That's more than what you normally get. Mickey, get ready for 2 weeks. I expect to be blown away.
Nope.
Me? Lower standard because it was a surprise.
That's right. Well, we're going to end on the highest standards of Mickey. That's
all right. Yeah.
God almighty. Get ready in 2 weeks. Well, you go to afreakaccident.com. That's the hub for everything that we do. You can go to the Connect tab. You can find us on all the social media sites right there. Just click. You can follow us and interact with the show. In fact, we have something coming up next week that you could interact with and be a part of the show by going to that Connect tab. We also have the podcast section over at afreakaccident.com where it has every episode we ever did, 300 plus, so many years. so, so, so many years. And what else can you do? You could
buy
a shirt at the shop page. They're only $19.99 plus shipping. And you could also get free stickers on the shop section. Just leave your physical mailing address and we'll get those out to you. Also, if you want to really help out our podcast, wherever you get podcasts, make sure to subscribe and also rate and review our show. It really helps us out. It would be awesome if you did that for us. And if you want to reach out to us at any time, you can email us freaks@afreakaccident.com.
Did you mention sharing us with your friends?
Share us with your friends.
That's yes, usually, he just did.
That's usually Mickey's line, but yeah. I'll let it go.
All right.
Well done, sir.
Grade?
A. I'd give him an A.
But he forgot to share us with your friends.
What?
But he forgot to share us
that's
with your friends.
That's why it's not an A+.
He asked me to grade
and
her, not
also,
you.
Also, Mickey can had to tell him about shopping, so...
That's called teamwork.
You can, excuse me. I'm teacher. I have a complaint.
What would you grade him?
An A.
That was good.
Next week on the show,
genetics,
and we will have this for you to interact with on our social media. Would you spend money to avoid a minor inconvenience?
Yes.
Yeah. Over
well,
and over again.
You're ruining.
How much money? Is it tax deductible?
Oh, that will be. Once we share that, guaranteed.
Yeah, guaranteed. Deez is going to come through with that crap. So nice. We'll have that in the interim. You can interact and be a part of the show next week. Something to look forward to. So thank you again for downloading, listening. Glad to have all four of us back in the room again for a change. It was a super nice change of pace.
Come back next week.
Whoa. Yeah. Hey, no, whoa.
I was just going to tell the same thing to you.
Wow. Maybe. Ow. I'll think about it.
Come back next week. Come back next week.
I'll be here.
I know you're going to be here.
I know.
I'm looking at these other two. I can't trust them. No. So thanks again. We'll catch you soon. For a freak accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy.
I'm Kara.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you.
You might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens. Backstep.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BY-NC-ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.